fan of the life of Muhammad Ali, and he'll talk about that as well. Coming up after the news, 7 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A public funeral is set for this morning in Louisville, Kentucky for boxing great Muhammad Ali. But before the service, people are expected to line the streets of Louisville for the funeral procession, which will go past the Muhammad Ali Center, onto Muhammad Ali Boulevard, and then onto the neighborhood where Ali grew up. Now that President Obama has formally endorsed Hillary Clinton, what's next for him to hit the campaign trail?
Now the president is free, unleashed. He's hitting the campaign trail on Wednesday with Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin. And for Democrats right now, it's all about unity. I mean, they want Sanders' many supporters to ultimately support Hillary Clinton. They feel that Sanders' voice will be crucial in that.
Correspondent Michelle Kozinski. Metro's new chief safety officer has been on the job for just a month and is wasting no time in trying to fix years worth of neglect in maintenance and failed inspections.
Rather than work in isolation, I reached out to APTA and I requested a peer review so that we can get the best minds in the country down to WMATA.
Patrick Lavin says the American Public Transportation Association's peer review will include analyzing how much dust is in Metro tunnels.
To determine how much concentration of different elements are actually tracking and sticking to different types of insulators.
When dust and debris touch the insulators covering the third rail, it can cause smoke and fires. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Expect some slowdowns due to major road work on the Beltway in Montgomery County this weekend.
Starting tonight, two lanes of the Beltway's outer loop will shut down between Georgia and Connecticut Avenues. David Buck is with Maryland's Highway Administration.
This was just a pothole or two on a non-bridge deck area that would be something we could do during an overnight period.
Maryland highway officials will make emergency repairs to the I-495 bridge over Jones Mill Road.
The work will be going on Friday night, Saturday. Then there's going to be a period where it looks like we just have lanes closed and there's not any work going on. Well, that's because the concrete needs to cure.
Expect delays through at least Sunday. Caroline Tucker on WML and WML.com.
More U.S. bombs could be falling soon on Taliban positions in Afghanistan. After months of debate, the White House has approved plans to expand the military authority to conduct airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary. Debt relief measures for Puerto Rico are making progress in Congress.
The rescue package heads to the Senate just 3 weeks before the U.S. territory is supposed to make a $2 billion debt payment to creditors. Thursday, the House passed legislation to create a 7-person financial advisory board to look at ways that Puerto Rico can get out of the economic spiral it's been in for decades. The bill will now allow the restructuring of some of Puerto Rico's total $70 billion debt. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal appeals court order will allow D.C. to continue requiring applicants for concealed carry permits to show a good reason why they need one. The appeals court panel has temporarily suspended a lower court decision that cast doubt on the constitutionality of D.C.'s concealed carry requirement. And it's graduation day for Malia Obama. She's among the 127 members of the Class of 16 at Sidwell Friends. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,985. The Nasdaq at 49,59. Sports, the Nats' bats go cold as they lose to the White Sox. The O's beat Toronto. Stanley Cup Finals. The Sharks take Game 5. NBA Finals. Game 4 is tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple problems around the region start on the Beltway, Maryland, over near Joint Base Andrews on the outer loop where we typically don't see a delay. The crash is after Route 5 along the right side. A lot to check out. Delays almost back at St. Barnabas Road. So if you're coming out of Virginia, have delays as you head past Route 5. Now on the inner loop side near St. Barnabas Road, we have the stop and go pretty normal there. With all this activity up on the Beltway, Route 5 out of Clinton, you need extra time. I'm looking at those delays. Getting pretty intense, actually, north on 5, almost back to Woodyard Road. Now, inbound Suitland Parkway, the crash after you pass Branch Avenue, before you get to Alabama Avenue, stay right to get by. Problems in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, here's what DDOT tells me. They have two lanes blocked in the northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel before the exit for U.S. Capitol. This jams the freeway in each direction. Coming out of Virginia, we're back near the Pentagon. It's the sun glare, 66. We're really slow. Through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. We're doing okay right now through Falls Church. No problems to report on the Greenway Toll Road, Route 7. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing to see the cloud deck push down to the south. We're in the clear sky now this morning. If you've got clouds, you're south of the district. Getting into sunshine pretty quickly here. Everywhere, 83 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds around 66. Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer. A southwest breeze, 92. Maybe a stray storm later Saturday into Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and warm. Low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Herndon, 55 in Olney, 65 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Arctic sea levels were at a new low for May. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 7:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up in just 10 minutes, we're going to check in with Fairfax School Board member Elizabeth Schultz on some fireworks last night over transgender policy, subterfuge, and scheming going on over there. At 7:35, bottom of this hour, in studio, Del Wilbur will be here to talk about a brand new book where he did a ride-along with the Prince George's County Cops. And then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Brett Baer at Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
The President, when discussing this issue, in each stage, has reiterated his commitment to this principle that any criminal investigation should be conducted independent of any sort of political interference.
Oops, that was Josh Earnest in the White House briefing room yesterday under the sharp questioning of our next guest, James Rosen, admitting that there was a criminal investigation underway into Hillary's emails. James Rosen joins us now on the line. Good morning to you, James. How are you?
Great to be back with you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, so we're going to get to the other topic of the day, which is the funeral for Muhammad Ali in Louisville today. But I want to start out by talking about this briefly. Interesting, you were asking the question about whether or not career prosecutors over at the Justice Department might look at this endorsement of Hillary Clinton and take it as a sign that, well, we need to wrap this little email investigation up. And that's when Josh Earnest admitted that there was a criminal investigation.
In fairness to the White House, Josh Earnest answered, no, there is no conflict of interest posed when you have the head of the executive branch indicating that he wants the subject of a federal investigation to be his successor, and those federal investigators are still working the case. But it is interesting, in terms of the use of that term, criminal investigation, as you know, the administration has mostly eschewed that. The Clinton campaign has described this as a security review that the FBI is conducting,
right,
or a security inquiry. But the FBI director himself, James Comey, has said, I don't know what a security inquiry is. He said, we run investigations. Josh Earnest yesterday added the word criminal investigation. The White House says he was speaking generically. Mm-hmm. But in the clip you just played, it's clear that he was referring to the president's own thinking, quote, at stage of this.
Well, and it also didn't help, I'm sure, that this perception image issue that they have when the president meets with the attorney general shortly after offering the endorsement to Hillary Clinton.
Yes, in reporting on that for a special report with Brett Baer last night, I said perhaps by coincidence, but as if on cue. Attorney General Loretta Lynch arrived for her own private session with the president just minutes after Josh Earnest said that.
Goodness gracious. And James, I think you and Cheryl Akison probably both can stake a claim of having a tumultuous 7 years with the Obama administration with regard to your, you know, famously your emails being looked at and your being named as a criminal co-conspirator at one point, I think, in an investigation over leaks. And then this latest go-around, you find yourself in the spotlight over an exchange that you had at the State Department that got officially deleted from the video archive. So I want to ask you to expand.
I'm hitting for the cycle, right, Larry?
Exactly. Well, I think that any other journalist would absolutely understand why you used the words authoritarian impulse with regard to the Obama administration in an interview you gave to Business Insider. Do you want to expand on that for a moment? Because those are some pretty strong words to say that a presidential, an executive administration has an authoritarian impulse.
From the beginning, back in 2009, the Obama administration has waged what many have described as a war on Fox News. It began with an attempt with a public disparagement campaign by Anita Dunn and Robert Gibbs and David Axelrod and others at the time. It then escalated into an attempt to sever Fox News from the White House pool. And in our defense, all of the other members of the White House pool stood up at that time and rejected that. Then came the designation of me, the chief Washington correspondent of Fox News, as a criminal co-conspirator and everything that ensued from that. Now we have an instance where the State Department, after initially denying as much for about 3 weeks, had to admit that someone in this same Obama administration deleted from the video archive of the State Department's briefings an 8-minute exchange of mine with Jen Psaki, in which most people have concluded I did eventually get Ms. Psaki to acknowledge that the administration had previously lied publicly about the Iran talks. The deletion of a portion of a public briefing is an attempt to erase history and memory itself. That is classically attributed in all political science manuals to an authoritarian regime as a certain kind of act.
I need to move on to the Muhammad Ali story because many people don't know that you are an authority somewhat on Muhammad Ali. You're an obsessive chronicler and an admirer of Muhammad Ali as an athlete. And as they lay him to rest today, your thoughts?
It's hard to even decide which aspect of Muhammad Ali and his life and career even to begin with. Everything has been said, of course, about Muhammad Ali, and I still believe we are at the infancy of Muhammad Ali studies as a discipline. But I think if he had any preference in the matter, Muhammad Ali would want the first point to be made that he was the greatest heavyweight champion of all time. Mm-hmm. And I just urge all of our listeners to go on YouTube at some point and watch a full Muhammad Ali fight, from one of the good years, not toward the end. And just see how electrifying a spectacle it was to watch this man perform when he danced around the ring and moved in motion and was so good-looking doing it and so lethal as a fighter. And when the crowd goes wild and Howard Cosell is shouting, there is nothing more electrifying to watch. And so I think that's the ultimate tribute someone can pay to Muhammad Ali.
And I must ask you, I beg you, to tell us the story about your one encounter with Muhammad Ali.
You're so good to me, man.
I love this story. You've got about 2 minutes, James.
April 20, 1999. I was walking outside Fox News, done for the day. I was 30 years old. It was around 9 o'clock at night, and about 10 feet in front of me, I suddenly noticed this tall African-American man in a very expensive Armani suit with his hands shaking violently almost and walking very stiffly, about 6'3", and I was like, that is him. My obsession with the man, dating back to childhood, we don't even have the time to really detail how marked it was, collecting every round of his career. I got to spend 20 minutes with him and his lifelong friend and photographer, Howard Bingham. I did all my impersonations of Cosell. It may be time to say goodbye to Muhammad Ali after George Foreman gets through with him. And I did the Ali shuffle for him, and I danced and pranced around him. He covered his mouth, and he pointed and with his eyes alive, and he loved it. He couldn't believe I knew his birth date off the top of his head. I got him to sign a $10 bill. I don't know where it is today. End of story.
Wow. You were everything but a fanboy during this encounter.
You know what? I said one bad thing to him, which I regretted, and I could see it cause pain on his face. I said, I cried the entire night, October 2, 1980, the Larry Holmes fight, listening to the bulletins coming out of Las Vegas. It was the worst night of his boxing career, and probably the single most influential event in bringing on his incapacitation later in his life.
Yeah.
And I realized, you don't say that to the champ. You maybe say that to another fan.
Yeah.
So to recover quickly, I said, but you look good, champ. In fact, I know exactly how good you look January 17, 1942.
Yeah.
I'm so fast. I'm so pretty. I can turn out the lights and be in bed. Bogus dog. You know, and I did all this for him, and he loved it. And so I was grateful for that. For that encounter, grateful
and,
to God.
And I have heard this story 1,000 times.
Well, I haven't, but I could. And James, we are grateful that you shared it with us, especially on this day when the funeral proceedings take place down in Louisville. Thank you so much.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, guys. All right, see you.
Talk to you soon. It's now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Graphic Center.
All right, you've probably heard this 1,000 times, too. Problems on the Beltway. We're still dealing with this. This morning, over near Joint Base Andrews on the outer loop of the Beltway. If you're coming out of Virginia, keep alert because you'll hit delays on that outer loop just as you approach St. Barnabas Road, and that is a solid lineup to get you past Route 5. Stay to the left to get by. Inner loop to the Wilson Bridge, normal delays. 295 north past the Naval Research Lab, slowing. Now, Suitland Parkway, the crash is going to be inbound Suitland Parkway after Naylor Road before Alabama Avenue. Stay to the right to get by there as well. In the Third Street Tunnel, we actually have a wire down, DDOT tells me. Two lanes are blocked as they try to deal with this problem. Northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel before the U.S. Capitol exit. 395, the crash. Northbound King Street. Looks like that's along the right side. Still a little crowding, that right lane. 66, it's the sun glare. Really slowing us through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Listen, we're going to have some clouds early this morning, a little haze, but it's going to burn off, and sunny skies by the afternoon and a high of 83. Tonight, 66, and then tomorrow and on Sunday, temperatures in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:17 on WMAL. Fireworks again last night at a Fairfax County Public School Board meeting. Here, take a listen to this really fast as we give you a little bit of audio from what transpired.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. It's not your turn.
Keep away from my kids. Human rights for our children.
Human rights for our children screamed as parents were locked out of a discussion, it appears, as the Fairfax County School Board were debating, once again was debating transgender policies and how to make it the law of the land there in all of the Fairfax County schools. Let's bring in Elizabeth Schultz, who's one of those board members. That she was there at the meeting last night. So tell me, first of all, Elizabeth, this was a hastily called meeting and was supposed to be sort of private, and the parents weren't allowed. Is that normal that these meetings occur without parents being part of the discussion?
Well, it's, you know, we always have a regular business meeting, and we always have closed sessions. And what we talk about in closed session are apparently, you know, things that, not apparently, there are things that we've got to cover from legal perspective or have things to do with personnel. But it's not so much that it was hastily called. It's just that this was hastily added. Mm. You know, we approve a student rights and responsibility document every year for the successive academic year that we put into the hands of parents and put into the hands of kids. And it talks about what they're subject to from a discipline status on the part of the division and what their rights are. And the problem is that, you know, guys, we, May 7th of last year, passed a new policy, right? We expanded our non-discrimination policy to add, quote-unquote, gender identity. And everybody knew that that was a touchy subject. It had a lot of public interest. But we also said we're not going to do anything in terms of putting this into regulation. We're not going to operationalize this. We're not going to move forward and do anything until we hire a consultant, they come back to the board, and they present us a report, and we understand what it means to add, quote-unquote, gender identity to the non-discrimination policy. So remember, we passed the policy before we knew what it meant.
Yeah,
I remember that. And so this meeting last night, this issue and testimony was taken, but you say it was added at the very last moment, and some of these parents were upset that they didn't have time to make the request to be included in that discussion, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a meeting back in April where this SRNR, the Students' Rights and Responsibilities document, was published on our agenda. It was a part of our discussion. The staff presented the information to us. We had another meeting in May where we reviewed all of this information again at a work session. Part of the agenda was published. Staff presented. The board had the discussion. And this change was not a part of any of the public agenda, any of the information that was presented to the board, any of the information that the board talked about. And then all of a sudden, remember, we're at ground zero for the experimentation of delivering a gender identity agenda into our public school systems right here in Fairfax. And it appears this week, and then it all changed within 24 hours. Things were changing at 10:30 the night before in terms of what was going forward into our public agenda.
Well, I mean, two things have happened. Number one, there was guidance given to principals, and there was no discussion by the board at all on that, and you were upset about that. And then they add this thing at the last minute so that people who are opposed to the transgender bathroom policy didn't have an opportunity to sign up and actually testify at last night's hearing.
You know, and this is the problem. You can't make policy quickly or do it in the dead of night and not allow an equal opportunity for parents to be involved in the discussion about what it means to put this into regulation. And the other side is going to say, look, we always republish the non-discrimination language in our students' rights and responsibilities. Well, that's okay if what you're doing is a part of the normal business of the school division, but we promised 399 days ago to the public that we wouldn't put any of this language into operation in terms of a regulation without having due process, without it coming back to the board, without the public having to comment. And some parents were really upset last night that, curiously, something that only appeared on our agenda the night before, that we didn't even have one business day's notice about how this was actually going to play out, had the speaker slots fill up on Monday morning within 8 minutes, and no speaker slots were attributed to people who had concerns from the other side. So if it all just materialized, you know, at 10:30 the night before, how did 8 minutes of speaker sign-ups get taken up, days ahead of time? This is just, you know, we either have a transparent and accountable government or we don't. And if this is such an important topic, then a conversation deserves to be had. And who is afraid of conversing on such an important topic if the outcome is so significant and can impact so many families and so many children's privacy? That's the conversation that needs to be had. And it's unfortunate when the agenda becomes more important than the conversation.
All right, we only have a minute left, but quickly, Elizabeth, where does this stand now? Was there anything resolved last night, and what's the next step?
So what happened last night was that we passed the Students' Rights and Responsibilities, and we're going to hand out a document and put it in the hands and make children sign it this coming academic year and make parents sign it that says what their rights and responsibilities are. And once again, we haven't even enumerated. So nobody knows who can play on what athletic team, who has access to what locker room, who has access to what hotel room overnight on overnight trips. We don't we're right back to, we keep acting and putting things into practice, and we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but we keep inching further and further down the road of eroding the rights of some on behalf of the rights of others.
And let's be clear on this. This policy now goes forward, and no one who opposes it was given the opportunity. It was engineered in such a way they were not given an opportunity to provide testimony before the school board.
Not a single one.
That's just wrong. It's wrong on every level. Well, listen, thank you so much for sharing this with us, Elizabeth Schultz. We greatly appreciate it. Elizabeth Schultz, a member of the Fairfax County School Board. It is now...
And this is coming exactly to your school board.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you think Fairfax is a canary in the coal mine. That's absolutely right. It's coming to a school board near you. It's now time for traffic and weather at 725 on WMAL. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'll start with the good news. George Washington Parkway southbound, looking at some of those delays near the overlooks pushing down toward the Key Bridge. But the earlier overheight truck that was stuck under the Memorial Bridge, that's been able to move along. They got that cleared. Problem still in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Had wires down northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel before the U.S. Capitol exit. Had two lanes blocked. Crews still dealing with this unusual problem. Delays out of Virginia back at the Pentagon to cross the 14th Street Bridge to the freeway and off of 295 to cross the 11th Street Bridge on the freeway. And now I do have a report of a crash on the 11th Street Bridge, so really watch your step there. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway after Route 5 near Naylor. Watch for the crash. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. That's on the Interloop side. Outer Loop near St. Barnabas Road for delays that take you to an accident past Route 5. Stay left to get you by. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. You know, it's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. You can learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds pushing south and temperatures staying seasonable today, getting into the low 90s over the weekend. Today, about 83 with developing sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stickett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. It is now 727.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh. You are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, I want to have a confession to make that for many, many years now, I've been an electric razor user. And I've always thought, well, it's fine. It's easy on my skin. That's why I use the electric razor. But recently I started using Harry's shaving blades, and it's amazing. I had forgotten what a really close shave was. And you know what? Comfortable, smooth, absolutely not like my old shaving experiences. And Harry's is offering you a special opportunity to get something special for Dad this Father's Day. Now listen, here's what you get. A limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, and that is great stuff. Three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges and a travel cover. Comes in a sleek gift box with the option to add custom engraving and a personalized card. If you go to harrys.com right now, they'll give you $5 off your first purchase if you use the promo code BWILSON. Supplies are limited, so you got to act now. Go to harrys.com, enter the code BWILSON, get Dad something he'll actually use this Father's Day. Harry's also offers shaving sets at different prices, so take a look at what they have at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com, use the promo code BWILSON, and give Dad something he's really going to enjoy this Father's Day.
Here's to the moment all those late nights paid off, the moment you took your career up a notch, the boss put you in charge of a project, the day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area, so you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 13th. Ask our advisors to help you explore our undergraduate and graduate programs in high-demand fields and develop a plan that's affordable for you. Get started creating your moments. Visit umuc.edu/starttoday. That's umuc.edu/starttoday.
this week on The Retirement Professor.
You know, as you're considering market volatility and retirement and how that fits together with your federal benefits and the TSP, you just want to have a good evaluation for how the TSP can be set up so it works best for you.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. Info and coupon at cegunshows.com.
Coming up in just a moment in studio, we're going to be joined by Del Wilbur, who's written a very interesting book. It chronicles the activities of the Prince George's County Homicide Squad. The book is called A Good Month for Murder, and it sounds like he found some interesting stories there. Del Wilbur in studio after the news. It's 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The city of Louisville has spent the week celebrating the life of Muhammad Ali. Today, it'll all be capped off with a memorial service to be attended by thousands.
A procession will pass by places in the city where Muhammad Ali left his mark, his high school, the gym where he trained. He'll forever be remembered for bringing joy into the lives of people like Malcolm Sanders, who, as a young boy, met the people's champion.
He was like God to us little kids. He was Superman.
Others from around the world are remembering Ali's lasting legacy. Foreign dignitaries will attend the funeral. Bill Clinton, Bryant Gumbel, and Billy Crystal will deliver eulogies. Steve Kastenbaum in Louisville, Kentucky.
Bernie Sanders held what may turn out to be one of his final campaign events at RFK Stadium last night.
What I am extraordinarily proud of is that this campaign has received more individual campaign contributions than any campaign in American history up to this point.
D.C. voters go to the polls next Tuesday. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is holding a rally in Richmond tonight, and the city's police chief is vowing that those who break the law will be arrested. Chief Alfred Durham says the police have been preparing for days for tonight's rally. Things got a little testy last night at a Fairfax County School Board meeting during a discussion of transgender policy. Board member Elizabeth Schultz.
Some parents were really upset last night that, curiously, something that only appeared on our agenda the night before, that we didn't even have one business day's notice about how this was actually going to play out, had the speaker slots fill up on Monday morning within 8 minutes.
Schultz spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Arraignment is scheduled today in Ohio for a 44-year-old man charged in the fatal shooting of a police officer. Lincoln Rutledge could face the death penalty if he's convicted. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,985, the Nasdaq at 49.59. Sports, the Nationals fall to the White Sox in Chicago. The O's win their fifth straight, beating the Blue Jays. NHL, the Sharks take Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy. We've been on the Beltway. Latest problem in College Park on the inner loop side. As you come up toward Route 1, the IKEA, Westford Police Department, they're arriving to the scene. Southbound 95 slows to merge onto that inner loop of the Beltway and also outer loop in through to Silver Spring. Still dealing with the outer loop crash near Joint Base Andrews. It'll be on the outer loop after Route 5. Still have that activity along the right. Delays, if you're coming out of Virginia, really keep alert, because after 210 approaching St. Barnabas Road, you'll hit that unusual backup. Inbound Suitland Parkway, still dealing with the crash. Heading inbound after Naylor Road before you get to Alabama Avenue. An unusual problem in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Wires down. Northbound 3rd Street Tunnel before the exit for the U.S. Capitol. Stay to the right there to get by. And on 395, looks like they have just about everything with the crash to the right shoulder. Northbound near King Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds pushing south and temperatures staying seasonable today, getting into the low 90s over the weekend. Today about 83 with developing sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 64 in Manassas, 63 in Waldorf, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, which, by the way, is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to debate whether you're letting your kids go to that last crazy, stupid half day that Montgomery County and Maryland is making you have for the school year. It's a Monday, and no one's going, so why do we have it? Plus, Brett Baer of Fox News Channel will be with us. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And I just want to mention, for this next segment, if you follow us on Facebook, you can see it live, because we're podcasting, we are cybercasting.
We're live streaming.
Live streaming.
On Facebook Live.
So hello everybody on Facebook.
Like WMAL DC on Facebook. You can see what it looks like.
Yeah, behind the scenes, right. Joining us now is Del Wilber, New York Times bestselling author. He wrote a book about Rawhide Down. This was the Reagan assassination attempt. But you got a new book out, and I'm anxious to get all the details about it. It's called A Good Month for Murder. And what you did was you sort of embedded with the homicide squad in Prince George's County during a very, very busy month for that homicide squad. Tell us a little bit about that.
I did. I want to say thanks for having me. This is great. Love this show.
Good, thanks.
And it's really awesome that people can actually see how handsome we are.
Yes.
On Facebook, if you go there, see how the sausage is actually made.
That's right.
And stuff like that. Well, maybe not. I don't know. All right. Well, you know, I really wanted to, you know, I love books where I delve into characters and, you know, peel back the veil on people who do really interesting and hard things. And I really wanted to peel back the veil on how guys and gals solve murders, mm-hmm. how they do that job. And right now we're having this huge national debate about policing and how police do their job. So I said, I'm going to go you know, this was as this debate is just starting to foment, I want to go in bed with the elite of the elite, which are homicide detectives, the most consequential job in law enforcement, speaking for the dead, and how they do the job. And that's what I set out to do.
And you chose this month randomly, February 2013, right? I mean, was that just a month in random? Or?
Well, I actually spent 6 months with them.
Okay. Wow.
And then I looked back at the 6 months, and I realized I had this great narrative of February. Because I also love A Rawhide Down is a book about one day that pushes all these people to limits. And I looked at this. I was like, February 2013, 12 murders, 3 police shootings, the furious hunt for a killer of a totally innocent young girl, and a Red Ball case, which is a high-profile murder, Red Ball. And this pushed these guys, I mean, like crazy. Like, they were falling asleep in interrogation rooms. By the end of this month, I fell asleep pumping gas. Mm. I fell asleep at a red light. I mean, it was intense. And I love that. It reveals character.
And you found along the way some very interesting characters are charged with the responsibility of investigating these murders.
Yeah, you know, I got fortunate. I was very fortunate in the characters that kind of found me, or I found them as I did this. I have a diet pill popping cheeseburger eater, a chain smoking vegan, the female quarterback of a semi-pro football team, and a dude who bragged about the herbal erection enhancers he took. And those are the investigators.
Are you sure that this wasn't a radio station you were invested with? I'm just asking for a friend. Well, let me ask you this, Del. I mean, if there was one takeaway that people don't understand, if there's one takeaway that people don't understand about police officers, and especially homicide detectives, what is it? If there's one, what the one thing that opened your eyes?
You know, I found them to be... To be a really great homicide detective, you need like a bunch of different skill sets. It's like a very cerebral job, but a very on-the-street job at the same time in some ways. You got to be dogged, creative, and get really lucky. But you can't have any of those three without the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in some policing jobs, you can just go through the day, you know, call to call to call.
That's right.
But this job requires that skill set to be any good at it. And I was fortunate in that the characters I could choose for the book, right? Like, I can choose.
Right.
Like, I chose the ones that were not only the most, like, outlandish and creative, but also dogged and lucky. And my hope is that, like, if you read the first book or you know the first book, I don't make value judgments or opinions. I trust your listeners and my readers, when they read this book, to get a sense of what it really is like.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust them to do that. So I just show what happened in depth, reportage, and I let people make their own value judgments about
this. What was the most significant, surprising thing that you found during these investigations, and as you wrote along, what was the thing that you just went, wow, I had no idea?
You know, their use of technology and social media to solve crimes
really
surprised me.
Yeah.
You know, the cell phone stuff, they use a lot of cell phone stuff. Also, kind of like the life imitates art, art imitates life. Like, these guys are nothing like TV. Right, they're nothing like CSI, or we all hear that, but when you see it, you really recognize, oh my gosh, that's really not the case. But also, there are moments where you're like, oh my gosh, they're playing good cop, bad cop, and it's actually working. I mean, don't these suspects like watch TV?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I saw this in a Law and Order 3 years ago.
Yes, come on, guys.
The book is A Good Month for Murder, The Inside Story of a Homicide Squad. It's by Del Quentin Wilbur. He's our in-studio guest right now, which also you can pick up live on Facebook Live, and then this will be available later as well as a recording. We're going to continue with Wilbur. There's plenty to, and because this is a local story, we want to talk a little bit about specifically how these cops and how these stories affect our community and what is misunderstood about the people here in Washington. That's coming up in a moment, along with traffic and weather.
Right now, it is 7:43.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solutions, and his team test portfolios on a regular basis, and they see one thing commonly. They see high-risk positions that result in returns in the low single digits. Now, that's not a good combination. You can now earn an upfront income basis of 10% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. That's right. An income-based bonus of 10% and 10% yearly if you know what you're doing and if you know the guys from Retirement Protection Solutions. Imagine locking in today's high position and collecting a 10% bonus along with a 10% yearly. To find out more, call this number, 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. And if you want to test your investment to see how it's doing, just go to their website, testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply, as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sin Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
It is now 7:45 WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, and if you need to get to the IKEA, you need extra time. We do have a crash on the Beltway on the inner loop, right at the exit for Route 1 there in College Park. Stay to the left to get by. Look at two fire trucks, ambulance. A lot of activity going on there. Better news on the Maryland Beltway, though, over near Joint Base Andrews. Had the accident all cleared on the outer loop after Route 5. However, Route 5 needs some time to recover. Delays before you get to 223, so heading out of Clinton, slow. In the 3rd Street Tunnel, down wires crews are dealing with. Northbound Tunnel, you stay to the right to get by. Delays off of each direction of the freeway. Now, Friday morning helps us out a bit on that trip in from the west, thank goodness. But then the sun glare still slow through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and as you approach the Beltway, north of the toll road before the Legion Bridge, the crash along the way cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking ride in this morning and a good-looking ride on this Friday afternoon. We've got temperatures that are around where we should be this time of year, but a nice heat up for the weekend. Today, 83 with sunshine, some clouds, 66 tonight, partial clouds tomorrow. 92, a late-day shower, maybe a thunderstorm. On Sunday, partial clouds and highs warm in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 65 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Make sure your vehicle is road-ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:47 on WMAO, where Washington comes to talk. We are joined in studio today by Del Wilbur, who has written a book called A Good Month for Murder. It chronicles the life and the backgrounds and the interesting stories of homicide detectives from Prince George's County. You know, I've often sort of noted here lately that we seem to be in a time and a place where this area has gotten very mean. I mean, there was a time, I remember back in the 80s, when we went through a really rough time. Many people said it was driven by crack sales, and crack was very much on the streets, and this town got mean. It got ugly, and there were a lot of murders. And I'm hearing now that there is sort of an uptick in murder. What's driving it, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I think murders are still at their historic low, like over the last few years, but there has definitely been in certain areas, a surge in homicide. Chicago, yeah. L.A., D.C. was up for a while. PG had an uptick, too. Not a huge one, but had an uptick. I think in Baltimore, you know, just up by 95. And I think that it will be something that confounds sociologists and criminologists for decades to come. And they still argue about what caused the surge in the homicide rate in the 80s and 90s and things like that. So it's one of those, it's like, how many angels can you fit on the head of a pin? No one ever answers it for me.
Up in Baltimore, our suburban neighbor to the north there, they're beginning the third trial for a police officer involved in the Freddie Gray murder, and the whole Black Lives Matter movement has sort of sprung up since this month that you chronicled here, because this was February 2013. So you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing happened a little bit later. But can you tell us a little bit about the racial makeup of the cops that you were embedded with, and if they approached their job differently based on their culture, based on their race?
That's a really great question. I find it fascinating that
We do that dance every time. Anytime somebody says, that's a great question, we do a little dance.
And we forget, usually people who say that can't see it, and I apologize.
That's good. That's sorry, we got distracted there. No, we're talking about how they approach their, the murder investigations and stuff. And I think that I never, you know, when I look back at it, it never came up. Like, the race of and the culture of the place never came up, because these guys and women were just focused on the job in front of them.
The law. The law has no race, yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that there are aspects of it, but it's more like the frustration of people, like, lying to them all the time, or, you know, not being able to get through and get the right evidence, or, you know, people, like, just, you know, being very antagonistic in the interrogation room or interview rooms and stuff. I think that would frustrate them. You know, just the sad, macabre nature of the job can get a little rough, but not so much the race thing.
And to that end, how much do our constitutional rights factor into their daily work? You know, the interrogations, the searching, the evidence. I mean, they know the rules, and how often is that, you know, sort of a barrier or applied to their job?
You know, there were moments where it was like, you know, did the person really come in voluntarily or not? But they play these games. Yeah. But I never watched them. I never saw anyone break the law.
Yeah.
I never saw anyone do anything unethical, according to, like, the standards that we have now. Like, the Supreme Court has said you can use deceit and trickery. And so I watched them give a fake DNA report to a guy. And this guy gets this fake DNA report saying he did this murder, right? And he starts sobbing and breaks down. And the detective peels back this guy's story. And he realizes in peeling back this guy's story that he couldn't have done it, but he's such a sobbing mess he'll confess to anything. So the detective leaves the room, closes the door, and says to another detective, I can get him to confess to anything. You have any open murders? And he's joking. But he's joking,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
wow.
Like, and also, like, you know, this book is filled with that kind of, there's a lot of humor in it, you know. There's a lot of humor in it.
Yeah, and if you've ever hung around with cops, especially detectives, they're a colorful bunch.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
I think that's picked up in this book quite well. Del Wibber, it's a pleasure to have you here, and good luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and it's a great title, by the way.
Yeah.
Good Month for Murder. I mean, that sounds like a movie.
Oh, well,
or at least a Lifetime.
Do you know anyone in Hollywood?
We'll hook you up.
Well, actually, he does.
Yeah, there's a couple of people.
It is now 7:52 on WMAL.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital. Like Inova Children's Hospital, it takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Phillies pitching.
And that's a changeup that just dives.
In April, they came in and swept away expectations. Anthony Rendon.
And he checks one high in the air to left.
A reminder, in June, this town gets a whole lot hotter. Spring bloom versus summer boom.
See you later.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Phillies. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Ain't baseball great?
Time to check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Seema Moody.
Hello, I'm Seema Modi, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Expect a lower open on Wall Street today. Dow futures pointing to a lower open, though two of the major averages remain on pace for weekly gains. Wall Street's likely to be distracted today by what the Fed might do around interest rates when it meets next Tuesday and Wednesday. A look at sentiment from the University of Michigan's likely to show consumers are turning more pessimistic about the economy going into the convention season. And Wendy's says it's discovered a second type of malicious software at payment terminals. The burger chain's warning way more than 300 locations have probably been affected. Twitter's attracting fewer ads than Instagram. It's the first time Instagram's pulled ahead of Twitter in this way. The 70th annual Tony Awards taking place in New York on Sunday. Broadway celebrating a record year with over $1.3 billion in ticket sales and 13 million people catching a show. I'm Seema Modi, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
It is 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, it looks like some of our Beltway accidents are clearing on the Beltway near College Park, inner loop near Route 1. Looks like lanes have been reopened on the outer loop over near Andrews. Had the accident after Route 5. That completely gone. I don't even see anything left on the shoulder. It's about recovering, though, through those areas. North on 5 out of Clinton, very slow. Put the pressure on to merge to that stretch of the Beltway. Beltway in Annandale, heavy. North of the toll road, the crash was over to the shoulder. Sunglare, 66, jammed through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. And the heaviest inside the Beltway right now is going to be westbound 66 through Falls Church. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Clouds pushing south and temperatures staying seasonable today, getting into the low 90s over the weekend. Today about 83 with developing sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 7:57.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any close friends?
I'm happy to say that we do, sir.
Yes.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day, and I'm inclined to believe him.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said his secret was to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a very wise friend.
That's why I called you here. I've been listening to your radio ads.
Yep, he's been listening. All you have to do is point.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief. This feels as good as he said it would. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready to be happy,
really happy,
all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Are you curious? Are you eager to pursue those interests that excite and inspire you? Well, now you can hold some of the most brilliant teachings of science, history, health, photography, cooking, and more all in the palm of your hand. Open the door to learning everything about anything you choose with the Breakthrough Video On Demand Library, The Great Courses Plus. Explore an ever-expanding library of presentations from world-famous experts from your phone, tablet, TV, or laptop. Savor a chef's secrets with the chief instructor of the Culinary Institute of America. Delight in the wonders of the cosmos from famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Or take to the outdoors with the brilliant photography insights of National Geographic photographer Joel Sartori and many other great courses from leading professors at Harvard, West Point, and more. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in the Great Courses Plus. And now you can enjoy it all free for 30 days. Start your free one-month trial at thegreatcoursesplusradio.com. That's thegreatcoursesplusradio.com.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Coming up on WMAL.
Maryland says you have to have 180 school days, so Montgomery County is having your kids come in for a half day on a Monday in June. You're not going to school, are you?